This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين. أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعين عمي وآذان صم وقلوب الغلفة. فاللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استنى بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both for repentance and for forgiveness. Truly He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead, and He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both His servant and His messenger. Week after week, we gather on the day of Jum'ah, and we listen to the khutbah, and we meet our brothers and sisters in Islam. But most of us are not aware of the blessings of this day, or the importance and significance and the unique nature of the day of Jum'ah, why it is important. And it is a sad reality that many Muslims do not even attend the Jum'ah khutbah, and even many of those who do attend not being aware of its significance and its importance. So today, in our khutbah and our time together, we'll talk about the importance of this day and the importance of Jum'ah itself. And the day of Jum'ah is one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith about it, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طُلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ, that it is the best day in which the sun has arisen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives many distinguishing features of this day of Jum'ah. He says, فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ, in this day Adam was created. وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and in this day Adam was entered into Jannah. وَفِيهِ أُمْلِدْ, and on this day he was taken out of Jannah and sent down to the earth. وَفِيهِ تِيبَ عَلَيْهِ, and on this day his repentance was accepted. وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ, and on this day the hour will begin, meaning the day of judgment will take place. And so these days really talk about the origins and the end of mankind. The origin of mankind in the creation of Adam, and the end of mankind in the beginning of the day of judgment. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about our ummah. And he says, نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, he says, we are the last and the first. What does he mean by this? We are the last ummah. We are the last nation to receive a prophet and revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send. Yet the Prophet says, but we are al-awwalun, we are the first. What does he mean by we are the first? He says, al-awwaluna yawm al-qiyamah, wa nahnu awwalu man yudkhil al-jannah. The Prophet says, we will be the first people on the day of judgment, the first to be judged, and the first to enter Jannah. He says, even though they received the revelation before us, and we received the revelation after them. Meaning, even though the other ummahs received their prophets, received their scripture, received the revelation before us, we will go first on the day of judgment. We are going to have a level of prestige and honor above them. Why is that the case? The Prophet continues in the same hadith. He says, فَاخْتُلِفُوا فَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ لِمَاخْتُلِفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. He says, because they differed and they disagreed over matters of truth, and Allah guided this ummah towards the truth. And so he says, فَاخْتَلِفُوا فِيهِ فَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَالْيَوْمْ لَنَا وَغَدًا لِلْيَهُودِ وَبَعْدُ غَدًا لِلنَّصَارَى. He says, though so they disagreed on these issues of the truth, and amongst them, one example the Prophet gives you, is they differed about which day was the holy day of the week. And Allah guided us to the day of Friday. And after it came the Jews, and after it came the Christians. And this is meant to be an example that the previous nations disagreed on matters of truth, and Allah guided this ummah to the truth. And no matter what, there will always be a group of this ummah upon the truth. And an example of how they differed on the truth is the holy day. And just like our day comes first, Friday, and then after it comes Saturday and Sunday, so too on the day of judgment, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come first, and then the other ummahs will come afterwards. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سيد الأيام يوم الجمعة. That the master of all days is the day of Jumu'ah. And Sayyid means the one of greatest prestige, greatest nobility, the one at the forefront. And so the day of Jumu'ah is the greatest of all the days. In fact, in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ سَيِّدُ الْأَيَّامِ وَأَعْظَمِهَا عِنْدُ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدُ اللَّهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْأَضْحَى وَيَوْمِ الْفِطْرِ. And the Prophet says, not only is Jumu'ah the Sayyid of all the days, it is the greatest in the sight of Allah, greater than even Yawm al-Adha and Yawm al-Fitr, greater than even the two Eids. Now we know there's other hadith that say that the days of Eid are the greatest days. So how do we reconcile this? The scholars say, yes, the day of Eid is greater than the day of Jumu'ah. But there's only one day of Eid a year. There's only one day of Adha a year. There's only one day of Eid a year. Yet there is a Friday every week. And so a person who disrespects Friday or abandons Friday is incurring more sin in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the one who abandons the Eid, because they've abandoned week after week rather than a single day. And the hadith that we mentioned earlier, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُهُ يَوْمَ طُلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The greatest day that the sun has risen is the day of Jumu'ah. And he mentions in it, as we mentioned earlier, in it Adam was created. In it he entered Jannah. In it he was removed from Jannah, brought to the earth. In it his repentance was accepted. And in it the day of judgment will take place. What's interesting about this hadith is everything that the Prophet mentions is a new beginning, is a new start. The creation of Adam is a new start, a new beginning, the beginning of humanity, of mankind. Adam entering into Jannah is a new beginning, a new chapter. Adam leaving Jannah and coming to the earth is a new chapter, a new beginning. Adam's repentance being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repentance being accepted is always a new beginning. Allah erases the sin, it's a new chapter in our lives. And the beginning of the day of judgment, that's the end of this world, but it's the beginning of a new chapter and a new destination. And so just as this takes place, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that this day of Friday is connected to these new beginnings, it is important that the Muslim realizes that the day of Friday is a new beginning for him. That just like Allah gave Adam all these new beginnings, there is a new beginning for each of us every Friday. We tend to think, because of the country we live in and the way the work week is, that Friday is the end of the week. No, the Muslim should think of it as the beginning of the week. This is a new start. This is a new beginning. If you have sinned, Friday is a new beginning. If your ibadah has stagnated, Friday is a new beginning. See Friday as the new start. And evaluate your prior week. What did you do last week, Friday to Friday? How good was your ibadah? How good were you at abstaining from sins? How good were you at turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And evaluate even your business life and your family life and all aspects of your life. Friday to Friday, evaluate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred this day to the rest of the days for us to focus on this day and to feel excitement in this day. And the Prophet calls the day of Jumu'ah a day of Eid. And we need to feel a specialness about this day. Jumu'ah is also the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only day that Allah azza wa jalla mentions in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. That Allah says, O you who believe, if the call for prayer takes place on the day of Jumu'ah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then rush to the remembrance of Allah and leave behind your trade and your business. What's interesting about this verse, there's many points of benefit to take from it. Allah says, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, rush to the remembrance of Allah. First of all, Allah calls the khutbah ذِكْرُ. He calls the khutbah the remembrance of Allah, which is a type of honoring that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives the Friday khutbah. But Allah also tells you to rush, فَاسْعَوْا, rush
to the khutbah, rush to the remembrance of Allah. Yet in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Muslims, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ. When you go for Jum'ah, when you go to the masjid, go with tranquility and go with dignity, meaning not rushing. So why is the verse telling us to rush and the Prophet telling us to go calmly? And the scholars talk about this and they say that the answer is that the body of the person, their physical state, should be calm when you go to the masjid. You should have a calmness and tranquility as you are physically going to the masjid. But your emotional state, your spiritual state, should be rushing to the masjid. You should feel an excitement to come for Jum'ah in the depth of your heart. You should feel an excitement to be at the masjid at Jum'ah and to hear the khutbah. Just like when you're so excited for something, you can't wait for it to come. That type of feeling should consume our hearts. To have that feeling of wanting to be in the masjid. فَسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So rush towards it. Rush with your spirit to be at the khutbah. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, this is better for you if you only knew. And there are great blessings related to this day of Friday. There is a time in Friday in which the dua will never be rejected. That the dua that a person makes will be accepted so long as they do not ask for haram. When is this time? The scholars differ. One opinion is that it takes place when the imam sits down until the iqamah. And this is why when the imam sits down, there is a time of dua, and the imam himself will make dua before he begins the prayer. And this is one opinion. The stronger opinion is that it takes place an hour before Maghrib. So the last hour of Friday, an hour before Maghrib, is a time to make dua because Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept your dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says in a hadith, مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ أَوْ مُسْلِمَ يَمُوتُ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ أَوْ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَّا أُغْيَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. He says that no Muslim, male or female, will die on the day of Jum'ah or the night of Jum'ah, except that Allah will protect them from the punishment of the grave. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ جَهَنَّمْ تُسْجَى إِلَّا يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. He said that the hellfire, تُسْجَى, it inflames, it becomes inflamed. You know when you have the fire, and the fire becomes, it rises and inflames itself. He says that the hellfire inflames except on the day of Jum'ah. Meaning even this believer in the hellfire feels the blessing of Jum'ah, that the fire begins to subside and to calm down. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions in a lengthier hadith that on the day of Jum'ah, the people of Jannah will go to a marketplace. And subhanAllah, there is a beautiful symbolism here. Because the believer abandons the marketplace, the business, the trade, for Jum'ah in this world. So he says in the next world, in Jannah, the believer will go to a marketplace. And in this marketplace, a breeze will come, a wind will come. And it will strike the faces of all the people. And each person will look to the other one and say, SubhanAllah, Allah has made you more beautiful. And that person will respond back and say, no, Allah has made you more beautiful. And so SubhanAllah, there's so much symbolism you can take from this. That Allah Azza wa Jalla beautifies the person in the next world because of what they did by attending Jum'ah in this world. And there is a force, the verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. That in Jannah the people will have whatever they desire, and then Allah says, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. And we have an increase to what they want, to their even their desires. And the scholars interpret this, Ibn Abbas interprets this, what is the extra, the increase from Allah, is that Allah will show His face to the believers in Jannah. May Allah make us amongst them. And Ibn Abbas says, the day that Allah will reveal His face to the believers will be the day of Jum'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do so. So how do we attain the reward of Jum'ah? And how do we excel on this day of Jum'ah? The first is that realize Jum'ah, all of it is lust. But the pinnacle of Jum'ah, the height of Jum'ah, is the Friday khutbah, the khutbah and the prayer. And it is not how some people think that Jum'ah is the replacement for Dhuhr, Salat al-Dhuhr. No, actually, Jum'ah is a completely different prayer, Jum'ah replaces, does not substitute Dhuhr prayer. Right? People think that Jum'ah is a substitute for Dhuhr. Rather, it is a replacement entirely for the prayer of Dhuhr, because it is different in the number of rak'ahs and different in it being recited out loud. And even according to the opinion of some scholars, the timings of Jum'ah is different than the timings of Salat al-Dhuhr. It is a completely different prayer which replaces the prayer of Dhuhr. And Jum'ah is a wajib on every capable man who's not traveling or sick. And only those with legitimate excuses are permitted to not attend. Now obviously, in today's day and age, with COVID and what's happening, people's situations are a bit different, and the masajid have limited capacities, and etc., etc. However, with an equal playing field, all things being equal, every able-bodied Muslim who is able to attend must attend. And some of the scholars see it as a sign of hypocrisy for someone to be able to attend Jum'ah and does not do so. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned some people in a hadith. He said, the people who neglect Friday must stop doing so, or Allah will rate them as al-ghafileen. Allah will rate them as those who are neglectful. And it is the only prayer that must be done in Jama'ah. And it is a sign of the Muslim community. And it is not permissible to conduct trade and business during Jum'ah unless the person leaves their business to someone for whom Jum'ah is not an obligation. So if you have a non-Muslim running your business and you tell them to mind the store while you go for Jum'ah, this is permissible. Or if a Muslim woman, and it's not obligatory for her to attend, and she is minding the business while you go for Jum'ah, no problem. But for you to tell another Muslim man to mind the store, and he has to do Jum'ah as well, it's an obligation on him, this would be haram. Right? But the priority is we leave behind our business in order to attend Jum'ah. And it's a day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to appear our best. In a hadith in Bukhari, ghusl yawm al-Jum'ah wajib, that performing ghusl on the day of Jum'ah is a wajib. However, the scholars interpret this hadith differently, and they said that it's not necessarily wajib as an obligation that the person would be sinning otherwise, but as a highly, highly recommended act that the person should do ghusl for the day of Jum'ah. And other hadith that the person should perfume themselves, clean themselves, remove hair that requires needs to be removed, to groom themselves for this day of Jum'ah, to dress up for it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة ويتطهر استطاع أن يتطهر. That no man, if a man takes a bath on the day of Jum'ah and purifies themselves as much as they can and perfumes themselves with what is available and leaves to the masjid and does not force themselves between two people. Like there's two people, we don't have this today, two people sitting next to each other, you force yourself between them and you annoy them. And he listens to the imam silently, his sins will be forgiven from one Friday to the other. SubhanAllah, a very beautiful way, easy way for our Jum'ah to cause our sins to be forgiven. To just dress properly, clean ourselves, come to the masjid, respect Jum'ah in the day of Jum'ah and the khutbah of Jum'ah, and to do this in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. And it's important to mention that the khutbah is a necessary part of the ibadah, of the ritual of Jum'ah. Allah Himself tells you in the Quran, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, rush to the remembrance of Allah. When Allah is obligating you in the Quran to attend Jum'ah, He does not say, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ الصَّلَاةِ. He doesn't say, rush to the prayer. He tells you, rush to the khutbah. And He honors the khutbah by calling it dhikrullah. And this is incredibly important for us to realize. If it is out of your control to attend the khutbah, that's one thing, Allah forgives. But if you're capable of attending the khutbah and you don't do so, you are foregoing the reward of du'a itself. And so it's important to listen to the khutbah. And the Prophet ﷺ forbade the person from speaking during the khutbah, even if what he is speaking about is otherwise a wajib. Meaning what? To respond to salam is a wajib. If someone says assalamu alaykum to you, it is a wajib to respond. Right? But in Jumu'ah, if someone says salam to you, you are not allowed to respond. If a person sneezes and says alhamdulillah, it is an obligation for you to respond. But during Jumu'ah, it is haram for you to respond. Because the priority of remaining silent in Jumu'ah takes a higher status because of the time of Jumu'ah. The Prophet even says, if you hear someone speaking, وَقُلْتَ لِصَاحِبَهُ أَنْصِفْ, and he told your companion who is speaking, be quiet, he said, فَقَدْ نَغَوْتَ, and you have invalidated. You invalidated your reward because you spoke, even though you're telling someone else to remain silent. This is how important it is for the person to remain silent. Rather, you should use a hand motion to remind the person to remain quiet. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw people playing with the pebbles, realized their masjid was a dirt floor, so there would be some pebbles on the ground. People during the Jumu'ah playing with the pebbles. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the people who do this, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتِ, have invalidated the reward of their Jumu'ah. Now what is the Prophet ﷺ going to say about the person who's in the masjid for Jumu'ah and they're scrolling social media? If that's what he says about the person playing with the pebbles, what is he going to say about the person checking their work emails in Jumu'ah? Like, we think we have a loophole here. Because Allah says, فَذَرُمْ بَيْرِ, Allah says, leave your business and come for Jumu'ah. So the person comes for Jumu'ah but is checking their emails about their business. Do you think you're fooling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And do you think this is respectful to the day of Jumu'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed so much? And this is incredibly important for people to realize. This is our reward. This is something that can erase all of your sins from one week to the next week. We have to take it seriously and realize this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. And if someone enters and the khutbah is occurring, they should pray two rak'ahs. When a man entered the masjid and sat down, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, did you pray? The man said no, and the Prophet said, stand up and pray two rak'ahs quickly. And so tahiyyat al-masjid, giving respect to the masjid by praying two rak'ahs, takes precedence over the khutbah. However, they should be a swift two rak'ahs, a short two rak'ahs, and not a lengthy two rak'ahs. Also, to attain the blessings of Jumu'ah is to recite Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Friday. So from Fajr of Friday to the Maghrib, the person should try to recite Surah Al-Kahf, and the Prophet says it will be a light for them from one week to the next. And Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says giving charity on Jumu'ah is more blessed than giving charity on other days. And also in this day of Jumu'ah, to attain its blessing, we must send salawat upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن من أفضل الأيام يوم الجمعة فأكثروا عليه من الصلاة فيه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of the days is the day of Jumu'ah, so increase in it the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet says, your salawat on this day ma'udatan alayhi, that they will be presented to me. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَإِنَّهَا مَشْهُودَةٌ تَشْهَدُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that the salawat that you send upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be witnessed by the angels. And this is an indication that there are extra angels on the day of Jumu'ah than there are on other days. And also, to attain the blessings of Jumu'ah is to attend the khutbah early. The Prophet says, مَنْ بَكَّرَ وَتَبَكَّرَ, whoever comes excessively early, it will be like giving a camel in charity. And whoever comes afterwards, it's like giving a cow in charity. And whoever comes afterwards, and he continues until he says, a chicken in charity and until he says an egg in charity. And then he says, when the Imam says salam, to begin the khutbah, the angels close the books and listen. And this is very powerful for a couple of reasons. Number one, the angels realize the importance of the khutbah, they stop what they are doing and they listen. Secondly, the angels are recording who is attending. Until the Imam says assalamu alaikum to begin the khutbah, and they stop recording. And this tells us to attain the reward of Jumu'ah, we should come before the Imam begins, so that we can attain that reward. Of course, like we said, if a person can't, if they have a legitimate reason, inshallah Allah will forgive them. But there are many people who do not have legitimate reasons. There are people who schedule meetings knowing that it's going to bleed into Jumu'ah, and they know, and they can very capable of scheduling it for a different time. So we know, each of us knows very well what is in our capacity, what is in our ability, and what is not. And so we need to realize the blessings of this day and to try to take advantage of it. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهما ما لم تخش الكبائر. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, our five daily prayers and Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah erases or expiates all of the sins other than the major sins. And so let us take advantage of this day of Jumu'ah and try to increase in our ibadah in it, increase in our dhikr, increase in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to attain the blessings of this day of Jumu'ah. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim 'ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin ma dhakarahu dhakiruna al-abrar wa salli 'alayhi ya rabbana ma tadawwa' miskum wa fah. صلي عليه ربنا صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر.